I'm Steve Junker with the Fishing News. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
Kevin, we have in our corner of the world here one of the great fishing resources for recreational anglers, and it's the topic of our discussion today. We're talking about the Big Ditch, the Cape Cod Canal, and the action there's really lit up, huh?
It really has, and it's an incredible place. There aren't many other places like it in the world for fishermen. The past week, the first week of June and into the following weekend, there was some great striper fishing. We heard about many fish in the 20-pound range caught. I had lots of photos in my inbox when I got into work on Monday morning. And the great fishing really wasn't a big surprise. It's something that we predicted would happen. And I have to say that most canal fishermen probably had those dates circled on their calendar all winter long, looking forward to the first week of June.
Okay, so explain for us why the canal is so great for fishermen and then what it was about this week that caused fishermen to circle those dates.
Well, there's a number of reasons the canal is so great, but one of the biggest is the incredible currents that run through there. And they're caused by the tide differences in Buzzards Bay on one side and the Cape Cod Bay on the other side. So all that water rushing back and forth through the canal is part of what creates great fishing. So when we have a full or a new moon, we get especially big tides. And those big tides create stronger currents than usual, and they draw bait fish into the canal. Last week, it was mackerel for the most part. They got sucked into the canal on the big currents, and at the same time, the canal is a migratory pathway for striped bass. So when striped bass are moving from south to north in the springtime, we've found out from tagging studies that a lot of them travel through the Cape Cod Canal. So we had a situation where you had bass entering the canal on their migration route. You had big currents from the big tides that are sucking in all of these bait fish, and it just became a great scenario for fishermen.
Let's talk about what it takes to fish the canal. What kind of tackle do you take down there?
Right. It's the same things that attract fish to it and make it a great striped bass fishery. It's deep water close to shore, all that fast current, lots of rocky structure. Striped bass love it, but it also makes it really challenging to fish. You need a heavy rod, strong line, and strong hooks because you're not just fighting big striped bass, you're also fighting the current. For beginners, for first-timers going down to the canal, I think they have to realize that it's not going to be the same as just casting a line, say, off a quiet sandy beach. You really have to go into a tackle shop first and find out a little bit about what kind of gear you need to fish the canal.
It's just such a wonderful scene down there. It's worth going down there to hang out with the fishermen.
Yes, if you're not a fisherman, it's a great place to go down and just watch other people fish and see what goes on. Then we have some more good tides coming up. We just had some good full moon tides, and now in the middle of the month, about the 16th to the 20th of June, we'll have new moon tides. And so if you get the chance, the canal is going to be crowded at first light early in the morning with fishermen. Should be some great fishing again. I recommend you get down there and either wet a line yourself or check it out and see what's going on.
So let's round up the fishing action besides the canal. What are you hearing?
Well, I'm starting to repeat myself week after week, but the sea bass bite really is great, both in Nantucket and Vineyard Sounds and also in Buzzards Bay. I really recommend taking advantage of that. As the water gets warm, that will start to slow down, but it has been fantastic. The other thing we're hearing a lot about is bluefish action. Also on the south side of the Cape and the Sounds and around the islands, lots of big bluefish have finally moved in. And then the striper fishing has picked up in a big way in Cape Cod Bay in Barnstable Harbor off Provincetown. And that's not too surprising. We heard about all those big fish moving through the Cape Cod Canal. They came out on the other side, and they're probably swimming around Cape Cod Bay right now. So it's a good time to go out there and do some striper fishing.
For more on fishing the Cape and the islands, you can check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin, thanks.
Thank you.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.